The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bruce Hooley Show on The Answer. Always happy to welcome Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management to the show at 12:30, typically on Mondays for our Money Monday segment. And Josh, before we get into the economy and all the things that are going to happen with the inflation number released tomorrow and the Fed in a couple of weeks, I got to thank you because you recommended to me that I watch the documentary Send Me about a group of motivated Americans who moved to get people out of Afghanistan after our withdrawal. And I'd highly recommend it after you recommended it to me. It seemed incomprehensible what you told me they were able to accomplish, but that was the way I spent my Sunday night, so thanks for recommending that to me.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's a pretty powerful movie, and I think it's very apropos timing on them when they released it, because it's essentially a year from that operation, if you want to call it that, and there's still a lot more work that needs to be done, and I think they released it just to get, you know, more help, more funding, crying more people out.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. I mean, at this time where we're obsessed about the economy, and understandably so, I mean, it's important. Retirement's important. Preserving your wealth is important. It does focus us to help us remember that we're pretty blessed over here in this country and that we can focus on things like that rather than just on the things that the Afghan people are focused on.
Well, I think they word it just that way on the documentary is, you know, our plight and our challenges on a daily basis are, you know, how are we going to make sure that we can get a new car, or we have these financial woes, but there are some people around the world, not to sound like, you know, that person that says, you know, make sure you don't eat too much because there's people starving around the world. I'm not trying to lecture anybody, but we certainly have some challenges around the world that we can't even begin to imagine the plight that they're facing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, let's get to our specialty here in this particular segment, and we do have the inflation number coming out tomorrow, and I don't know, the Biden administration always kind of foreshadows a little bit what it's going to be, and I guess they're it's foreshadowing this number is going to be lower than last month, which would be good news for them. It'd be good news for all consumers. Is there a decline in inflation that would be something that you would find significant, or is it at this point in time incremental and still a possibility that things could happen that might not signal that we are through the worst of this period?
You know, it'd be fantastic if we came out and we heard that, you know, inflation has dropped by 1% or 2% and getting down to manageable levels. But I think the reality of the situation is it's going to be a long road. It took us a while to get here. It took a lot of spending to get here. And it's going to take a lot of incremental shifts to get us back to where we were. And I don't think that that's going to be a matter of a few months worth of interest rate hikes. I think we have some uphill walking ahead of us. So I don't anticipate raving numbers. If we could just hold or even drop a tick, that would be positive news.
Talking with Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management, and you can get a hold of Josh and his team at 614-917-1040 for your free consultation. It's a great way for you to understand the volatility that's out there in the market right now, because inflation's eating away at not just your food budget, gas budget, it's eating away at your retirement savings because your money's worth less than it was before, because as prices rise, your value of held money goes down, and the Fed is trying to get its arms around that. Josh, it seems to me as I browse around the web that everybody's kind of expecting another rate hike of 0.75%. That'd be the fifth rate hike this year, and it'd be the third straight rate hike of 0.75 basis points, and that's never happened before. What does that mean, and why has that never happened before, or why is it happening now?
Well, I think it points to the seriousness of the situation. You know, I mean, if we think back to the, you know, kind of the crazy 80s of inflationary environments and what was done then, and then, you know, juxtapose that with what we're doing today, I think we kind of look back at the 80s and go, wow, was that bad? But today, there's no way it could get that way. But here we are looking at historic rate hike numbers. So, you know, I think while politically and while the news channels may kind of brush this under the rug, we are facing a serious situation. Now, that does not mean that we're in a dire position, but it does mean that right calls need to be made. So while I sadly must report that I hope they do the rate hike and they do continue to grab inflation by the horns and get it under wraps, you know, this isn't a great situation to be in either. You have some magic bullets as a Fed or a government to try and spur the economy. And because we let spending get to the point where we are, the Fed is kind of backed into a corner where they can't do quantitative easing to rescue the market. They're going to have to continue to raise interest rates to slow down inflation. And that, as an investor, makes things a little more difficult. You know, it doesn't mean that there's no money to be made in the market. It doesn't mean that everything is pointed directly towards disaster, but it does mean you better be pretty careful in the decisions you make. You're swimming upstream, let's say it that way.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what they specialize in at Aptus Wealth Management. It's why a free consultation is definitely worth your time. Get with Josh and his team by calling and setting up your free appointment at 614-917-1040, or you can set it up on the web at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. They're located along Route 750, just a little bit north of the 270-23 interchange, and they do a lot of their work with people who are not here in Central Ohio. They do a lot of their work remotely, so you can definitely be represented by Aptus or have your consultation, even if you are not physically here. So we talk about inflation eating away at retirement savings, and in those situations, everybody's looking at a place that they can find that would not have that happen to their money. Is there a place? Traditionally, it seems to me like people always gravitate to gold, but maybe over time, gold is not as great a hedge against inflation as maybe we've been led to believe it is.
In times of uncertainty, gold has been a safe haven. The unfortunate part is, when do you get in and when do you get out of gold? Because if you look historically over a longer period of time, gold has really only been a better investment than one asset class of the biggies, which is cash. So gold really hasn't produced much for you over the long run. Now, there have been short time periods where it's been a safe haven, like I said, but oftentimes what we find with investors is when the market gets volatile, and now we also have inflation amongst us, people want to run to cash. And when you run to cash, while you're not losing via the market in any sort of significant way, you're definitely losing in the way of purchasing power because of inflation. Where do you put your money if it's not gold and if it's not cash? Well, beyond just the obvious answer of making sure you shop around to the right bank, the right institution, and try and get the highest interest rate you possibly can on savings and money market accounts, which, you know, even the highest ones are really sub three, and we know that isn't going to move the needle. We have to look towards other things. And some of those easy answers would be if you have, you know, $5,000 or $10,000, because there is a limit threshold on this. Take a look at I-bonds that are issued through the federal government. You can go to treasurydirect.gov and you can research what an I-bond is. But ultimately, it's a bond that is tied to inflation. The last I checked online, it was paying over 9.5%. And you really only have to hold it for a period of 12 months. Now, there's other caveats that we can dive into deeper, maybe in a longer form interview. But it's important to note that that is available to you. And there are other options like that that are available that are, for all intents and purposes, about as guaranteed a money as you can get, but will help thwart that pressure of inflation. And simply sitting on your hands and putting your money in cash and saying, I'm safe, again, you're not safe. You're losing purchasing power every single day.
Josh Pick, Aptus Wealth Management, 614-917-1040, aptuswealth.com. Josh joins us every Monday at 12:30 for Money Monday, and he and I host the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show, which airs here on The Answer at 7 p.m. Fridays and 2 p.m. Saturdays. You know, we talk a lot of times about people being too reactive to market volatility and, you know, not watching it every day, not checking your balance every day, not feeling like you have to move in and move out of investments. And there's a wisdom out there, I guess, in certain situations of buy and hold. When do you make a determination as a wealth manager to not just buy and hold, not just wait it out, but to do something like you just talked about with that particular aspect where you can put your money and get for a year period, if you're willing to leave it in there, a fairly good return?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, the answer is you need to remain invested in something all the time. That is the only long-term predictable path to success. What you're invested in becomes the big question. So we are not of the belief that we should be shifting in and out of the market from cash to the market on any sort of significant basis. That's called day trading. We've all probably known some people who have day traded, maybe even some day traders with an amount of success in the short run. But in the long run, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who's day traded with any level of significant predictable success in the long run. What we do here, though, is we do pay attention to trends and valuations. And what that means is, if you look at a market segment or a company on a tighter basis, if that company is trading at a very fair value, meaning it's on sale. So let's imagine that you go to the local grocery store and there, you know, a non-perishable item is on sale. You probably buy more of it. But then when it's really expensive, you probably don't buy near as much of it unless it's a requirement in your household. Well, similarly, when it comes to investing, when things get really overpriced, that may be a good time to move out of those things and into other items that aren't priced nearly as overinflated. In other words, we're looking for things on a bargain. Those are the types of items that we do here all the time, or the types of trades that we do here all the time. But we're not looking to just try and predict the overall market, hop out, hop back in. That's a loser's game.
Yep, and that is why it definitely is worth your time to take that free consultation with Josh and his team to understand strategies. You have to have a strategy, not just throwing darts at a dartboard. They do a great job of it at Aptus Wealth Management. 614-917-1040 or aptuswealth.com. Josh, thanks for your time. Talk to you on Friday.
Bruce, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.